வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 7th chapter, text number 3, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 9th of August, 1974, in Vrindavan, India.
ரகுநாத்தம் சதீவம். மனுஷ்யாணாம் சஹஸ்ரேஷு கஷ்சித் யததி சித்தயே, யததாமபி சித்தானாம் கஷ்சின்மாம் வேத்தி தத்வதஹ.
Translation: Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection. And of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth.
Manushanam sahasreshu kaschit yatati siddhaye yatatamapi siddhyanam kaschit mang vetti tat. To understand Krishna in truth, not superficially, but in fact, that we can understand, as Krishna says in the beginning of this chapter, மையாசக்தமனாப்ராத் யோகம் ஜுன்யன் மதாசிரய அசங்சாங் சமக்ரங் மாம் யதா ஜேசசி தச்சின. How Krishna is truth, the absolute truth, although the absolute truth is described in three phases in the Srimad Bhagavatam, described Vadanti tat tatta vidas tattam, this tattva, here it is said tattva. The truth, absolute truth, is called tattva. The vadanti tat tattva vidas tattvam. Tattva vid. Vid means knowledge. Vetti vidya vidagyane. One who has got complete knowledge, he is called vid. Tattva vid. So tattva vid, they ascertain the tattva, the truth, in three ways. Vadanti tat tattva vidas tattvam. Jat jnanam adhyam. So knowledge of the truth is non-dual. Absolute means non-dual. No relative. Absolute. Advaigyana. So what is that advaigyana? Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Sabda. So to approach Krishna, to understand, one has to go through the Brahmagyana, Brahmeti, then Paramatma, Paramatma Gyan, then Krishna Gyan. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Sabdate. So, generally, those who are inquiring about the absolute truth, they come to the point of Brahma Gyan, Brahma Gyan. Then, if one makes further advance, then he can understand Paramatma Gyan. Paramatma Gyan means the all-pervasive personality of Godhead, localized aspect. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddeshe vajjanatis. That is Paramatma Gyan. First of all, Brahma Gyan, then Paramatma Gyan, then Bhagavad Gyan. Bhagavan iti sabdati. That Bhagavan is Krishna. Krishnastu Bhagavan Sayam Varishajasya Samagrasya Bijasya Jasasya Sriya Jnana Vairagya Shaiva Bhaga Iti Saranga. One who has complete in possession all wealth, Varishajya Samagrasya, all Samagrasya, one of the items of becoming Bhagavan. Nowadays there are so many Bhagavans. so-called Bhagavan. But this is the first step. Vaisajyasya samagras, whether you possess all the wealth. Oh, who can say so? That a person is living by begging and is claiming to become Bhagavan. That is not the definition of Bhagavan. Bhagavan must possess all the wealth, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhoktaram jagatavasam sarvalokamahesvaram. I am the proprietor of all the planetary system, all the lokas, all the universes. Actually, that is the fact. So one who is begging for his livelihood, he is claiming, I am Bhagavan. Just see. They do not know what is Bhagavan. These rascals who unnecessarily, unceremoniously claiming to become Bhagavan, they do not know what is Bhagavan. Bhagavan is described in the Brahma Sangita, jasyaika nishasita kalamathavalamba jivanti loma bilaja jagadanna natha vishnur mahanasa yajasya kalabhisesa govindamadi purusam tamangaya. This is one of the description of Bhagavan, Govinda. Krishna is Govinda. So, Govinda Adipurisham, he is the original, primal Lord, Ishara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Radhi Govinda, Sarvakarana Karana. So, this Bhagavan, there are expansion of Bhagavan. Advaita Achyuti Anadi Ananta Rupam. Bhagavan has got unlimited number of expansion. It is stated just like you cannot count in the river how many waves are flowing. Similarly, you cannot count even how many expansions are there of Bhagavan. So one of the expansion of Bhagavan is Mahavishnu. Jasahi Kalavishesha. Vishnu Mahan Sayajasa Kalavishesha. Kalavishesha means, Kala means part of the expansion. Not direct expansion, but part of the expansion. That is called kala. Aṃsa kala. Aṃsa means direct expansion, and kala means expansion of the aṃsa. So, the Mahavishnu is described as kala viśeṣa, an expansion of the aṃsa. Secondary. And what is that Mahavishnu? Now, jasyaika nishyasita kalamathavalamba jivanti loma vilaja jagadanna natha. Jagadanna means this universe. There are millions and millions of universes. This is only one universe. This universe, what we are saying, this is only one. There are millions. This information we get also from the Vedic literature. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti kotishu asesa vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam tat brahma nishkalam anantam asesa bhutam govindamadi purusam tamaham bhajam. Jasya prabha, this brahma jyoti, brahma gyan, is just like the rays, that the sun shine is the rays of the sun glow. Similarly, the rays of the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is brahma jyoti. And with that Brahma Jyoti, there are innumerable universes. So in each universe, we have given the picture in our title, cover of Srimad Bhagavatam. So in each universe, there are innumerable planets. In this way, this is a partial expansion, partial exhibition of Krishna that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. अथवा बहु नैतेन किंगतेन तवाद विष्टभ्य अहम एकांशेन स्थितो जगत एकांशेन दिस होल ऑल द यूनिवर्सेस दे आर सिंपली पार्शियल एग्जीबिशन ऑफ द पार्शियल एक्सपेंशन ऑफ कृष्णा जैसे को निश्चित काल मत इन दिस वे यू हैव टू स्टडी कृष्णा नॉट दैट कृष्णा वॉज बॉर्न in his maternal uncle's house at Mathura, and he played with the gopis and cowherd boys. That is actual fact. But one should understand Krishna, how great he is. That is called tattva. Manushanam sahasyesu kachi jatati siddha. Jatatamam siddhanam kachin vittimam tattva. They simply superficially study Krishna. Therefore they cannot understand how great is Krishna. In the Western world they say God is great. But one should understand how great He is. That is tattva. Otherwise we shall be misled. We cannot understand Krishna. Abhijananti manga mura manasin tanumasita. The rascals, fools, asses. Mura means asses. They deride Krishna. Oh, Krishna, I don't understand. What is that Krishna? Not like that. Therefore Krishna said, manusanam sahasis. Out of many, many millions of persons, first of all let him become siddha. Siddha means perfect. Everyone is imperfect. Everyone commits mistake. This is imperfection. Everyone commits mistake. Everyone becomes illusion. Everyone's sense perception are all imperfect. And everyone is a cheater. These are the deficiency of the conditioned soul. One does not know what is Krishna and he wants to become Krishna. I am God, I am Krishna. So this is cheating. Brahma pramat viprasa karunapata. One should understand Krishna, what is Krishna. There are so many Vedic literatures to understand. Vedaishta sarvai ahameva vedam. If you are studying Vedas, if you are Vedantis, then ultimate knowledge will depend how we have understood Krishna. Vedaishta sarvai ahameva vedam. If you do not understand Krishna, what is the use of your studying Vedanta and Vedas? It is useless. Samaye vahi kevala. So, don't try to understand Krishna in that way. Generally, they understand Krishna very easily. They are called sahajiyas. The Krishna was a young boy and he was joking with the gopis, dancing with the gopis, and that is Krishna. We can imitate also. We can do also. This kind of understanding means he's a rascal, he's a fool. That is of course Krishna's one of the best times. But that is not this ordinary young boy and young girl's best time. No. That is Chinmaya. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. That is Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. We have no understanding what is Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. We are accustomed to taste this material Ananda. Sense gratification. Janamaitunadi grihamedi sukham mituccham. Here in this material world, the ananda is sex gratification, sex intercourse, maithun. Janamaitunadi grihamedi sukham mituccham. This is most abominable ananda. This is not ananda. Although the whole world is mohita, sivhi gunoi bhavai. Mohita. This is the ananda. In the Western world we have seen, even old men, 75 years old, 80 years old, they are going to the naked dance club, the sex ananda. Because in the material world there is no ananda except this. But in the Bhagavad Gita you will find, sukham atantrikam jatat otindriya grahyam. What is real ananda? That you have to test by your transcendental senses, not these senses, blunt senses. This is blunt senses, covered senses. There is no question of testing ananda with these senses. There is no possibility. Ananda is described just like it is said, ramante yogina anante. Yogina, those who are transcendentalists, above this material world. They also seeking after ananda, tasting ananda. Ananda chinmaya rasa. That is satyananda. That is real ananda. Ramante yogina anante. And there is no end of that ananda. Nitya navayamana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has described chita darpana marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nidbapanam Sriya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavadu Jivanam Anandambudhi Bordhanam. Anandambudhi, we have no experience. That Ambudhi, Ambudhi means the ocean. And Anandambudhi, the ocean of Ananda, Bordhanam. It is increasing. It is increasing. We have no experience that the sea or the ocean is increasing. It is decreasing. So, this is Ananda. Ramante Jogina Anante. That is Ananta Ananda. Ramante Jogina Anante. Satyanande Chidatmani. That is not Jadatman. Here this Ananda is Jodo. Dull. It is not Ananda. Material. But Chidatmani. Iti Rama Padenasu Parabrahma Iti Avidhiyat. These are the description. Rama means one who takes Ananda in the reality, not in the false. So this is the way of understanding Krishna. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said, Siddhanta Boliya Chitte Nakaro Alas Ya Haite Krishna Lage Surira Manav. To understand Krishna in truth, do not be lazy. And I have understood. What you have understood. Therefore, we fall down. One should understand, therefore, to understand Krishna in truth, one has to devote studying Srimad Bhagavatam 9 cantos. In the 10th canto, Krishna is described. Because first of all, become fit to understand Krishna. That is called tattva. So, Srimad Bhagavatam is there. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya janmadasya jataha annayatitaratascharthesu avijnasarat. Try to understand Krishna in truth, not superficial. Of course, the ultimate goal is to understand Krishna's pastime in Vrindavan. Gopi bhavara samritadi. But that, first of all, you become siddha. Without becoming siddha, you cannot understand. So long you are asiddha, imperfect, you cannot understand Krishna. But if you try, if you associate with the siddhas, satang prasangatma bija sangvida bhavanti ritkanna rasayana katha, you have to associate, just like in the morning, muni bhi mahatma bhi, you have to understand Krishna in the association of Mahatmas. And who is Mahatma? Mahatmanusumang Pratha Devi Prakriti Mahasrita. Mahatma is not in this material world. He is in the spiritual world. Devi Prakriti Mahasrita. Ajanti, as a result, is always engaged in devotional service of Krishna. That is Mahatma. So, Krishna said, that it is not very easy to understand Krishna. People understand Krishna very easily. That is, they are called sahajya. Everything takes very easily. So, manushyanam sahasyasu. Manushyana. There are 400,000 species of manushya. 400,000. Chatur lakhyani manushya. Jalajanam lakhyani sthavara lakhavinshati krimayorudra sankhakar. There are statements in the Padma Puran, how many living entities, forms are there. So, out of 8,400,000 different forms and species, there are 400,000 species of manushya. So, out of that, one who is born in India, he is first-class manushya. That's a fact. Unfortunately, we are missing the chance. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Haila Ja. So, your Indians present here should know that after many pious activities, one gets birth in India, Bharat Bhumite. They should try to understand Krishna. There is facility. There are shastras. Krishna personally speaks Bhagavad Gita. Vyasadeva speaks about Krishna in the Srimad Bhagavatam. we are neglecting. We have become so rascal and fools. This is not India's business to imitate how economic development. Money, money, money. This is not India. India's business is to understand Krishna. Tathata Brahma Jigyasa. That is India's business. These Americans and Europeans have come here not to see how much you are economically developed, industrially developed. They have got enough of this. Enough. More than enough. They don't care for it. The modern young men, they do not like. They are fed up. They have come here to understand Krishna. They come here to understand Krishna. Manushanam sahasrishu kastijyati vidyaya. Therefore, we are trying to construct this center. Let everyone come all over the world. And it is the India's business to understand what is Krishna and help them. That is India's business. It is very serious movement, Krishna consciousness movement. On this platform, the whole world can be united. It is not ordinary movement. Only on the basis of Krishna consciousness. Try to understand Krishna. Thank you very much.